Mascara.
Amy interrupted.
Dad, do you spell mascara?
I think you should sound it out. That old Alan.
Dad, do you spell it? Mascara.
I'm not actually sure. I don't think I've ever written the word mascara.
I may have
never read the word mascara either.
Really?
Where would I have ever read it?
On a mascara bottle.
Why would I?
I don't know.
I've read a mascara bottle.
I don't know.
I can identify it as makeup and know that I don't need it.
I don't know.
Amy interrupted. That old Alan Hibbler, she said scornfully. Remember, he was the kid that destroyed his skateboard. He thinks he's so big because his father is famous. He used to kick my lunchbox when I was in second grade. He sure does think he's big, agreed Marla. He grabbed my raincoat once when I was running and tore the pocket right out. And once when I was a brownie, he pulled off my beanie and threw it into the boys' bathroom, continued Amy. I had asked the custodian to get it back for me. Well, he is bigger than me, said Mitchell. And he's the one who pounded up my skate. But he looks like such a nice boy, said Mrs. Huff. He's clean cut and has good manners. He's the type who's nice to grown-ups, but not to children, Amy explained.
I know who that is.
Who? What? Oh, no, he wasn't. He wasn't. He promised only had one face.
What?
Promise treated everybody the same.
Oh,
you're thinking of Eddie Haskell.
I'm also thinking of Thomas.
He doesn't have any evil beady eyes or anything like that. He's just a bully, but he's a bully just the same. I think a boy should be allowed to get away with destroying another boy's skate, said Mrs. Huff. Perhaps I should telephone his mom. Mitchell was alarmed. Promise you won't call his family. But Mitchell, the boy destroyed your property.
Dad, Adam's kicking me. No. Yes, you are.
Amy knew exactly how her brother felt. No, Mom, don't call, she pleaded, backing up Mitchell. He would really get me if he did that, said Mitchell. Boy, he would really get me then. Amy watched her mother study Mitchell's face. Please don't call, she thought. Please, please don't call. Mitchell was going to have to have enough trouble. If Alan Hibbler made him run once, what was to keep him from trying it again? And they'd be sure to try if he thought Mitchell had got him in trouble with his family. I think Mitchell is right, said Marla timidly, because after all, she was not a member of the family. Believe me, Mom, I know, insisted Mitchell. Sometimes parents embarrass their children and get them in all sorts of trouble. Yes, Mitchell knows, Amy agreed earnestly. Alan really would be after him. Although she and Mitchell no longer walked to school together, she knew her brother often met Alan on the way. So, Mrs. Huff, do you think she should call?
No.
Alan's
Mrs. Huff.
Mitch and Amy's mom. Do you think she should call the other boys, Alan Hibbler's parents?
No.
Why?
Because then he would beat him up more.
Or maybe he would stop, huh?
No.
Mrs. Huff relented. All right, Mitchell, I won't call. But I'm not sure it's good for Alan to let him get away with destroying your skate. Mitchell's outgrown roller skating anyway, said Amy, anxious lest her mother change her mind. That's not the point, said Mrs. Huff. The point is, if Alan is allowed to get away with this, what will we try to do next? Nothing, I hope, said Mitchell. Just don't go calling his family. Maybe he'll forget the whole thing. Amy could see that her mother was still troubled, but she was troubled herself. She did not like to think of Alan telling her brother to start running. The whole thing sounded like part of a kind of television program her mother would not let her watch. Alan seemed to think he was some kind of TV character, a bully on a shooting program. And the skateboard. Think about the broken skateboard her brother had worked so hard to build all by himself, hurt Amy. Thinking how Mitchell was feeling hurt her too. Amy no longer felt like pretending she was a pioneer girl enduring hardships, cooking cornmeal mush in a fireplace during a blizzard. The magic had gone out of the game, and she did not want to pretend anymore. Marla.
Did Marla?
I don't know. It didn't say what Marla felt. Amy thought about Mitchell and how much he liked anything with the motor, and so she said, "Mitch, would you like to make the instant pudding?" Mitchell looked suspicious, and Amy knew he was wondering why she was giving up a chance to use the electric mixer. "How come?" he asked. "Oh, well, if you don't want to." Not for anything would Amy let her brother know how sorry she felt about what happened. "Sure, I want to." "And go ahead." Now Amy knew what she wanted to wish for on her third dandelion. She would wish that old bully, Alan Hibbler, would leave her brother alone. And when she made her wish, she would blow so hard that every single dandelion seed would fly off dancing into the wind. Any thoughts on that chapter?
It was a good chapter. Can you read that book?
Nope.